chapter 22, in which all ends with a bang. Up on deck, Leia finds Luke fighting off a small cluster of guards, deflecting blaster shots and waiting for a chance to lunge forward and strike down each enemy in turn.
Luke! Leia!
He cries, circling toward her.
You got away from Jabba.
But he didn't get away from me.
Klaatu gets her joke and wonders if Jabba could really be in danger. Perhaps he should go back down and protect his master, he thinks. Or perhaps he should see if he can switch sides before it's too late. It's too late. Luke's lightsaber has ended the wicked life of Klaatu, and with a loud whirr, spins past him to deal with a charging Gamorrean. But this gives the last guard, a tusk-toothed Snivian, who had hung back while his comrades died, a chance to get off a good shot with his blaster. The laser bolt hits Luke's hand. He feels the impact, but no pain. He looks at it in surprise, then realizes that it's his artificial hand. The polymer skin has been torn away, revealing damaged servo motors and wires inside. Luckily, it still works well enough for him to keep his grip on the lightsaber and parry a second blast from the Snivian guard. This fight is wearing him down, and he knows there may be more thugs and ruffians below deck who will want to take a shot, too. Even Rebo's band members are known to be armed and dangerous.
Especially Sai Snoodles.
He can't fight the whole barge load one by one.
Get the gun!
He calls to Leia.
The big gun! Point it at the deck!
Leia quickly climbs onto the gunner's platform. It only takes her a second to figure out the workings of the gun. It's not too different from some of the Rebel Alliance's older equipment. She checks the charge level and reaches for the targeting controls. The great gun turns slowly toward the deck of the sail barge. Nearby, R2 is trying to keep C-3PO moving.
R2, where are we going? Oh no!
Cries C-3PO, coming to a sudden halt on the very edge of the deck and looking down at the sand 10 meters below.
Oh no, I couldn't possibly jump.
R2 doesn't argue, but simply rams himself into C-3PO, sending the protocol droid toppling over the edge. Then he rolls forward and tumbles after C-3PO. Somewhere deep in his memory banks, R2 remembers a time when he could have fired his rocket thrusters and abandoned ship gracefully. But they haven't worked in ages, and his warranty is long, long expired. Luke runs to join Leia on the gunner's platform, whirling to dodge or deflect blaster fire as he goes. Leaping up to the platform, he slices a cable that runs up one of the sail barge's masts. He gets a firm grip on the end of the cable with his uninjured hand, wraps an arm around Leia, kicks the trigger on the big cannon, and jumps. They swing out over the Sarlacc pit. Behind them, the cannon's blast rips through the barge, sending up a storm of metal shrapnel and triggering a series of explosions in the fuel cells. Luke lets go of the cable, and for a moment, they fall forward in a perfectly timed arc to land neatly on the surviving sand skiff. Chewie, Han, and Lando are helping each other clamber over from the barely floating remains of the other skiff. Behind them, the entire barge is now on fire. As the anti-grav propellers fail in succession, it pitches to one side, splits in two, and slowly crashes into the pit.
Let's go, calls Luke triumphantly. And don't forget the droids.
We're on our way, yells Lando, stepping over a dead guard to get to the controls.
Moments later, he is lowering the skiff's cargo magnets to pull the droids out of a sand dune. And then, they're away, zooming across the dunes to safety. A final explosion erupts behind them as the sail barge and a great deal of evil disappears in a massive fireball.